This is Out and About on WCBU Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Joining me in the studio today is Sarah Mayo, Ed Peck, and Kiana Baylor. They will be taking the stage tonight at Cornstalk Theater as it opens its third show of the summer at the Tent in Upper Bradley Park. The show is Ragtime the Musical. Bill, Kiana, and Sarah, welcome to Out and About.
Hey.
Now, Ed, I want to start with you because you said that you remember when this show first came out and you had some really interesting reactions to it. Yeah. Go take us back in time.
So when Ragtime first came out, it was like the Hamilton of its day. We all had the soundtrack. We were obsessed with it. You know, we were all glued to the Tony Awards. Like, oh, Ragtime's going to do a performance. So it's so amazing to actually be a part of that again and just to remember how epic the show is.
It originally came out in 98. Mm-hmm. What was it, do you think, about both the story, which the story has been around for a very, very long time. This is based on the novel by E.L. Doctorow of the same name. What is it about the story and the music combined that really feeds the story?
The word I use for the show is epic. The storyline is very powerful and still relevant for today. Aarons and Flaherty, who wrote the music, they also did Seussical, Once on This Island, Anastasia, the animated show. They are just an incredible team of songwriters. I think this is their crowning jewel.
And the music is so important when you're telling this type of story. I'm going to toggle over to you, Kiana, because you play a character that has a really difficult storyline in Ragtime, but she also has one of the most beautiful songs.
So Sarah is an African-American woman. She has a thing about her where she's very naive, and her life kind of revolves around Cole Walker Jr., who is her lover. She also has a child with him. Mm-hmm. I believe she's very young. So being so young and having a child, she goes through this kind of a mental breakdown as she's having her child. And out of this confusion and hurt and pain of Cole House not being around while she is giving birth and going through maternity, she buries her baby in the ground in mother's garden. Mm-hmm. That's a very hard character to play and very hard to kind of decipher why she did that. I'm doing the best I can trying to play the emotions of that and also trying to play her truthfully, because it's a story that we don't hear, you know? And I believe back in that time that this actually happened, where mothers could not raise their children, or, you know, African Americans were having babies all the time because that's just one of the only things that they knew, you know? So playing her really connects me to what it was like to live in that time period.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, Sarah, you bring to life the character of Mother, who finds Sarah's baby. Mm-hmm. And really, this is kind of in the microcosm of Ragtime. This is the crossing of the fence. This is where, you know, we have all of this racial disparity within inequity within the story of Ragtime. But then we have the storyline of Mother and Sarah, where that gap is bridged a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that point is very, very pivotal in her life, because you see her starting the show dressed like everybody else in New Rochelle, white, upper class, boring, fitting into the box that they've been prescribed. And I'm the wife to Father. Neither of us have real names because we kind of signify what people's roles were at the time. And she finds this baby. Her husband is far, far away, and she has to make a snap decision of the right thing to do. And she absolutely chooses the right thing to do. And from there on, her life has changed. And she begins to stand up for herself and stand up for this baby and stand up for this family and just come into her own, in her marriage and in her own family and in her community. And her eyes are opened. And I just love her character so much.
So within the broader context of the storyline, there is a lot of tragedy, and I don't want to give too much away because we want people to see the show and experience this. So there's this tension of tragedy, of severe injustice, but do you also see seeds of hope through the storyline and specifically through the music as well, Ed?
I think there is a lot of hope. the mother character represents that hope. They have a song called New Music, which is kind of talking about the change in her. And it has this great line where father says, why can't I hear it too? Because mm-hmm. he's unable to change. And mm-hmm. she's able to see the change and see the hope that hopefully we have for the future.
Mm-hmm. And she wants him to change with her. Mm-hmm. And it seems like he's inflexible because of his mindset. Mm-hmm. But
the show is a bit mature. It's not for young children, but mm-hmm. can you tell us a little bit about who you hope will attend the show?
Mm.
Kiana?
Well, I'm hoping that everyone in Peoria attends.
Yeah. Yeah. And surrounding areas.
Yes, because there are just topics that you don't talk about in your everyday life, such as racism, mm-hmm. classism, women's rights, mm-hmm. sexism, yes, mm-hmm. As well as the struggles that immigrants go through.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I love that Dustin says, Dustin Presley, who plays Tata, he says that the immigrant storyline that he has kind of reminds him to Mexico and the issue we're having between America and, you know, crossing the border. And so that's one of the ways it relates to today. And I think people need to walk away with that spark in their head, like, wow, mm-hmm. wow, this is real.
Yeah, it's almost creepy, the timing of mm-hmm. this show coming out, in terms of police brutality and the cross-section of all of our different cultures, which I think the show is able to give hope that we can do this. We can do all these hard things. It's not going to be easy, and there's going to be difficulties and hurt and pain, but we need to move forward together, I think.
Yeah, I would say not for toddlers. Definitely, you know, you're 10, 11, 12, 13, they're going through those changes. They're starting to see the world in their own eyes. Mm-hmm. It's a good show for them to see, mm-hmm. and that, you know, hopefully they can see the change that they can be.
And Ed, real quickly, tell us about the food partner that Cornstalk has for this show.
We've got a great one. We got Mike Not Just Ribs, which is ribs, barbecued, pulled pork, and brisket. They're there every night except for the Tuesday performance on the 16th, and the last on the 20th is going to be Avanti's, which everyone loves Avanti's. If you go early enough, you're probably going to see me in line for some brisket. And then we also have Sky Harbors back again with the beer and wine tent. So, I mean, if you come early, it's a wonderful night under the stars here at Cornstalk.
Well, thank you all for being with here, and we wish you many broken legs.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Ed Peck, Kiana Baylor, and Sarah Mayo from the cast of Ragtime the Musical, which opens tonight at Cornstalk Theater at the Tent in Upper Bradley Park. And the Peoria Municipal Band continues its 82nd season of free outdoor public concerts with a performance Sunday evening at 7 p.m. at the Glen Oak Amphitheater. The concert will feature vocalist Becca Largent, as well as the winner of the youth solo competition, John Kammerer. For more information on all arts events this weekend, visit artspartners.net. Out and About is a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.